everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions. So how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. So good to have you back. We had a great podcast last week. Savannah joined me. And it was great to have her youthfulness and her perspective on things. It was nice. But I did miss you. That's for sure.
Well, I mean, listen, folks. April the 6th was my birthday. At 3 a.m. on April the 7th, I literally was so sick. I was throwing up. I was doing everything that goes along with a stomach virus. And I was so sick for 48 hours that I could not move. I could not move. So now I'm back to the living. Life is good again. And I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to be doing, or at least that I think I'm supposed to be doing. So lots of stuff going on still here in Nashville regarding the flooding that we had, you know, several weeks back. And, you know, I think that, you know, when bad things happen, you know, the media jumps on it because they want that one moment to give you that flash in the pan. But then the media is nowhere around to help continue, you know, putting the message out there. And folks, there's a lot of people here in Nashville that have suffered, a lot of people that have lost their homes, a lot of people that have lost their businesses. And, you know, if we can, you know, we need to be able to remember that these people are our neighbors. You know, it takes all of us to form a community. And I think that it takes all of us to lift each other up. So, you know, it doesn't cost a lot, you know, to buy someone a cup of coffee or to, you know, pay for their food, you know, when they're coming through the drive-thru right behind you. You know, I raised my kids to always do that, and they still do it to this day. You know, they take care of the order right behind them. And I think that's just a wonderful thing, and it's a way of you paying it forward. So, you know, lift these people up in prayer that have, you know, that have suffered, you know, losses, you know, due to the flooding. And then there's so many other things going on in our country right now that it just really is hard to even listen to the news anymore. And so I try to kind of limit the amount of information that comes into my mind. And I also am very selective about the sources of that information. So, you know, pay attention and know that, you know what's going on around you, and know that, you know, you're never going to be heard unless you speak out. So, I mean, I firmly believe, and I tell my kids every day and friends that, you know, even my mother, you don't get to complain if you haven't stood up for something. So if you didn't go and vote, you don't get to complain about who's the president today. If you didn't stand up against, you know, racial issues or, you know, bad things that have happened in the country, if you sat by and did nothing, then you are part of that problem. So, you know, I think that it's still just we're in a state of flux right now, to where everyone's just kind of sitting around wondering, well, if I say something, is this side going to be mad? Or, well, if I don't say something, then this side's going to be mad. Don't worry about picking a side. Pick the center, and the center should always be the truth. So stand with that, and the rest will fall in place, whether you're a liberal or a conservative. It doesn't really matter. There was a study that I was watching on TV yesterday, and it was talking about this group. It's about bringing everyone from both sides together. But you cannot discuss politics.
Hmm.
You're not allowed to discuss politics.
I think it's to find a common ground that does not involve politics.
Exactly.
Which means we can be from two totally different places, have two totally different views, but there's always a common ground that you can find if you invest the time and energy.
Exactly. So, you know, listen, if you're a Republican and you're a Democrat, then guess what? We all divorce. If you are a Republican and a Democrat and you have children, then we've all had problems. If you're a Republican and a Democrat and you've got elderly parents, we are all dealing with the same thing. So I think that, I mean, I'm going to watch that study because I think it's actually a very interesting theory, not so unlike what I have said since I think I was 25, that, you know, if we all just look at each other as if that were us in that situation, you know, our responses would, you know, might be different. You know, so I try not to find comfort in someone else's misery. So with that being said, I want to move on to the first caller because we've gotten a lot of emails and a lot of messages that people are wanting to get their, you know, wanting to get their questions answered. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're answering those questions. You know,
yes. And before we get started, because people do, I also read that people do love our banter back and forth.
Well, then they should tune in every week.
So I do want to say, y'all, for those that have followed us along on the shower story, that I took my shower this morning. No issues.
No issues.
Todd took his shower this morning. No issues starting the shower. So Julie was not involved. About halfway through his shower, I'm in the living room and I hear him screaming and I'm thinking, what in the world? And I go in there and his shower stopped working. So it had nothing to do with me, which I think just confirms the fact that the shower issue really was not my issue.
Not
true. I think
it
is operator error. I'm just saying.
Now, if it were operator error, I wouldn't be able to teach you how to use your side.
Okay.
And how many times have you asked me to use how to use your side? How many times?
Well, like a couple.
Did you just ask me 48 hours ago? Now show me just one more time. Is that not what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, folks, don't let her blow smoke up your ass. She still doesn't know how to use the shower. Why the shower stopped running this morning, I have no idea, but you can rest assured that the electrician is on his way to find out why it just stopped and then all of a sudden started back.
Right.
So I don't know what the issue is, but that had nothing to do with all the issues that we were having and you not understanding what zone you were.
Oh, okay.
So with that being said, folks, we're going to move on to the first caller, please.
Hi, Julie and Todd. My name is Marfa, and I'm from Florida. I love your show, and I love Grizzly Confessions. My questions are about reality shows. I've always been very curious. For instance, when you go out to film in public, do you have, like, the cameras right in your face? Let's say that you are at a restaurant. Are the cameras right there in your face? Are they, you know, hidden away so it doesn't look like you're filming? How does that work? Also, do you have paparazzi following you around? If you do, how do you deal with that? I mean, not just you, but the whole family. And I guess my last question is, when you're at home, how do you get used to having the cameras right there and still make it like they're not there, like still have your normal everyday life? I would imagine having all these people, if there are a lot of people, I don't know, and cameras right there would make it difficult to have your normal life. How do you do that? All right. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you, Martha. Lots of questions you have, but first let me thank you very much for tuning into Chrisley Knows Best and Growing Up Chrisley and Chrisley Confessions. You know, we certainly are grateful for that. When we go out, if we're filming in a restaurant, yes, the cameras are right there. They're right on us. And there's all these other strangers in the restaurant that know this is going on that have to sign releases in order to stay in the restaurant. So, yes, everyone knows that we're filming if we're out and in a restaurant or if we're out, period. Next question, do we deal with paparazzi? We do deal with paparazzi, but mostly when we are in Los Angeles or New York. We don't deal with it a lot here in Nashville, Tennessee, which is one of the reasons that we have chosen Nashville, Tennessee to be our home base. As far as it was paparazzi, it was, then the other thing was cameras in our home. The cameras are in our home, you know, pretty much year round because we film Chrisley Knows Best for 26 episodes. Then if the kids show Growing Up Chrisley, if they're going to film a scene at our house, then the cameras are there. And if I'm in an episode or Julie's in an episode of Growing Up Chrisley, then the cameras are there. So the cameras are pretty much around us all the time, except when the day ends. So if we have an issue that we need to deal with privately, then we unplug our mics and we step away and we resolve our issues. If one of our children has an issue that they don't want to talk about in front of everyone, we go into our bedroom, we unplug everything, and we give them their time to discuss how they're feeling about things and if they want to move forward with the day. And if they don't, then they don't film that day. So I hope that answers your questions. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. March goes in like a lion and out like a lamb. That means April should be the softest, most comfortable month ever. Celebrate comfort this month with a new pair of Tommy John underwear. When you're wearing Tommy John underwear, you're that much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. And folks, that means everything. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. Fanatics who, after 13 years and tens of thousands of five-star reviews, call Tommy John the most comfortable underwear ever. Because with dozens of comfort innovations, once you've tried Tommy John underwear, you're never going back. Like breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. I love wearing my Tommy John underwear. Now listen, we all know Todd Chrissy's got a lot of junk to cover. So Tommy John does it better than anyone who's ever been able to keep the family jewels comfortable. So I'm giving a huge shout out today to Tommy John. Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/CC. That's 20% off loungewear and underwear at TommyJohn.com/CC. TommyJohn.com/CC. See site for details.
Okay, guys, so I am speaking to all of my mystery-loving listeners, and that includes me, and that includes Savannah especially, because who doesn't love a good mystery? So in the Hidden Object Mystery Game, June's Journey, you'll awaken your inner sleuth and step right into a thrilling adventure set in the heart of the Roaring Twenties. You play as June Parker, an amateur detective investigating the mysterious death of her sister. This free-to-download mobile game puts your powers of observation to the test, not to mention your memory and logic skills, leaving you refreshed and ready to tackle life's next thrill. Join 30 million fans across the globe and awaken your inner detective with June's Journey. It's free to download on your phone or tablet. Search for hidden objects and collect clues to solve the mystery. Endless hours of fun with thousands of intricate scenes and new chapters every week. I downloaded this game, and it is one of the most beautiful games as far as just the graphics. I love that it's set in the Roaring Twenties. I love that it's truly a journey. June is traveling to the home where something happened to her sister. I'm starting out. I'm on level 2, I believe, now. So June is now trying to unlock and figure out what is going on. I love the fact that, you know, you have to search for the clues. So it is, it does keep that, you know, that intriguing aspect of the game going, because you don't know what's going to happen next. So right now, download June's Journey free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Julie. My name is Tammy. I live up in High Point, North Carolina. I'm calling in because I live in the furniture capital of the world, and I was thinking that it would be great if you put your style on some furniture, and maybe that, you know, I'm not in the furniture production business, but I just an avid watcher of your show. I think, Todd, your style, you and Julie's style would be great on some furniture at the High Point Furniture Market. Just an idea to put out there. Anyway, thank you so much for everything, and I enjoy your show.
Hi, Tammy from High Point, North Carolina. You know, thank you so much for that sweet compliment. Todd is, yes, a lover of furniture and design and beautiful things. And you just never know what he might be working on, because there's a lot of things in the works. Unfortunately, COVID has delayed a lot of things. But I think you will be happy with some things that are coming up. Todd?
You know, I think that Tammy... First of all, I love High Point, and I love, you know, when High Point has the market. You know, I was in design for 15 years and worked with some very high-profile clients. And I love all things beautiful. And I think what you're hopefully going to see, if it's God's will, you know, we had started this process and then COVID hit. But, you know, I am starting a lifestyle brand that will consist of furnishings, bedding, you know, all housewares. And I hope that it will be, listen, am I going to be the first male Martha Stewart? I'd love that. Julie, I could be like the male Martha. You could be the younger, newer female Martha.
Well,
Martha,
she says she knows best. But if I'm not mistaken, Chrisley Knows Best was before Martha Knows Best.
Yeah, that's exactly right, which I actually loved. I remember when the kids came running in, they said, did you know that Martha Stewart named her new show Martha Knows Best? And I said, then you should consider us honored.
That's right.
That is a blessing, because we love all things Martha Stewart. So, yes, we have been working on a lifestyle brand for about 2 years, and then COVID has taken roughly a year away from us, that nothing got done and all orders were stopped and, you know, things like that. So hopefully, you know, this coming year, you know, we're starting to see things pick up a little bit, and hopefully by 2022, you'll start seeing stuff. So thank you so very much, Tammy. Next caller, please.
Hi, Mr. Chrisley. I am Eager from Visalia, California. I watch your shows before. I love. I have the best time watching your shows with my mom and dad. Love your show today.
I want to thank you guys for being such a role model to me. Sometimes I don't know how to parent. Sometimes I don't know the right way or wrong way to parent these kids. But when I listen to your podcast, it gives me clarity. Me and EJ from Visalia, California are huge fans. Can't wait to hear back from you.
Thank you, EJ. Bless your sweet heart. And from Visalia, California, that was some of my old stomping ground when I was 18 years old. I am... You know, it does our heart good each week to hear so many people say that they love the podcast and they tune in because of the lessons that they learn. So let's just address when you said, I don't know if I'm doing this right. Let me tell you, the fact that you said you don't know, but you're still looking for another way, says you're doing it right. So none of us, you know, none of us has, we never had our first child and got a handbook on how to do it. If you had a great mother like I do, then she was there to say, "Going to do this and do this, to make sure you do this." And, you know, she's got to be potty trained at this point, and you got to do this. And, you know, I remember buying all of these potty training books by, I think it was Dr. Spock. And my mother would say, you know, when I was trying to potty train Kyle, she would say, Todd, you need to do this. Now, you need to spank his ass. That's what you need to do. I said, Mama, I'm not going to spank him for doing something that comes natural. And Dr. Spock said, my mother said, if that damn doctor had time to write all them books, he wasn't potty training children. And so I had gone to the, I was at my wit's end with trying to potty train Kyle. And literally, it was on a Saturday morning, and I had taken Kyle to the bathroom, and he wouldn't go. And I had put his little cotton training pants back on him, and I said, "If you make poop in your pants, Daddy's going to spank you. Do you understand me?" "Yes, sir." And he went back to where he would always go and crap, crawled under my dining room chairs that had a skirt around the bottom of them, and he did his business. Well, that told me that if he knew to go hide, he knew what he was doing was wrong. So he came back into the kitchen, and his underwear was full, and he said, "Daddy, Kyle goes shoo. Kyle goes shoo." I said, "Good." I said, "I'm going to clean you up, but I said, I promised you that I was going to smack your ass if you did it." And I said, "I'm as good as my word." I cleaned him up. When I had his legs up in that air, I popped his butt about three good licks, and call it Faye's way, God's way, whatever. Kyle was potty trained from the first time that I popped his tail after warning him. So, you know, you learn from those that have gone before you if they are good, strong, positive influences in your life. So for us to even be an influence in your life, we take that very seriously. So, EJ, we love and appreciate that you love the show and that you watch it with your mom. Love your mom because she loves you. And you, as the parent, give yourself, like Judy said, some grace. Because you're going to make a lot of mistakes going through this whole cycle of raising EJ, and it sounds like he's just a small child. And so your tougher times are way in front of you. These times now are by far your easiest times. So good luck and God bless. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. It's Emily from Kentucky, you know, your biggest fan. I was just calling in because I just watched your episode, Wednesday's episode, just today, and I loved how you showed you guys in Jay's room there with your podcast and just showing your real life, like what you do and behind the scenes of the show, and I love that. I would love to see more. I know that you had said that Kyle was going to be coming back on the show, and I was just curious if that is still happening or if when we'll see more of him. Hope you guys are doing well, and I love all of you. Bye.
Thank you, Emily from Kentucky. You know, we try to be as transparent as we can because we feel like that we owe you that. As for Kyle, you have already seen in the last episodes that Kyle did come back. It showed him coming back into the family and how that actually happened. But filming for Kyle is not the same as filming for everyone else. Kyle has a full-time job that he works, and Kyle works 5 and 6 days a week, and I'm very proud of him for that. And Kyle needs that routine. And I'm grateful and blessed. You know, Kyle just got married, and, you know, I am in love with Ashley, his wife, and am blessed to have her as a daughter-in-law. I mean, she is a wonderful, decent, good influence with Kyle. And she's a good, kind person. And, you know, I feel like that their life, the way that they're building their life, is their business, and he doesn't want to be in front of the camera all the time. Will he come back periodically if he wants to? And if the stories that's going on in our life require it, then yes. But that's his decision. So, but other than that, you know, we're all doing well. Kyle's doing well. You know, he's still sober and clean, and that's a blessing that we give thanks to the good Lord above for. And, you know, we give thanks for the influence that Ashley has been on him in his life. So I hope that answers your question.
Okay. At my house, I do a lot of cooking. On any given night, I might have 10 or 12 people at my house to cook for. And that's just my family. So I love the fact that I have been able to order from Moink. I mean, if you could see and taste this steak from moinkbox.com, you would order it right now. But for now, I'm seeing it and tasting it, and it's delicious. And I'm telling you, you've got to get moinkbox.com. Moink delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, and the wild-caught Alaskan salmon direct to your door, helping family farms become financially independent outside of big agriculture. Their animals are raised outdoors, their fish swim wild in the ocean, and Moink meat is free of antibiotics, hormones, sugar, and all the other junk that you find in prepackaged in the meat aisle. Sign up at moinkbox.com/cc to get a year of ground beef for free, and then pick what meats you want delivered with your first order. Change what you get each month and cancel anytime. I was so excited to get this box because I I am so picky about what meat that I feed my family. And when I tell you the steaks were amazing, the bacon was so good, and the ground beef was out of this world. I mean, my box was gone in no time because they were like, oh my gosh, this is so good. And you don't realize it till you taste meat that is so fresh, grass fed, doesn't have all the other junk in it. So join the Moink movement today. Go to moinkbox.com/cc right now, and listeners to this show get free ground beef for a year. That's 1 year of free ground beef, and it's the best you'll ever taste for a limited time. Spelled M-O-I-N-K box.com/cc. That's moinkbox.com/cc.
Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. This is Terrell. I live about an hour outside of Nashville. I actually work downtown. I love your family. I love your show. I love your podcast. And I'm just a little upset I haven't ran into Todd or Julie anywhere yet, but maybe that will happen one day. But I've got so many questions for you guys, but I'm just going to start with this one. And I've always wondered, Todd, when you speak about your father, I love how you speak about him, and I could tell how much you love and adored him. I'm wondering, how would he feel about Chrisley Knows Best and the success y'all have had? And would he even participate in the show if he was still living at this time? Thank you for everything you do and for your podcast, and I hope to run into you one day. Thanks.
Hey, Terrell, thank you so much, and I hope that we run into you as well.
I know. I can't believe it. We're out
and about all the time.
Yeah.
You know, my dad, when the show, you know, when the folks came to us about doing a show, my dad was still alive, and I sat down with him and talked to him about it, and my dad said, I don't think you should do that. Do you remember that, Julie?
Yep.
He said, I don't think you should do that. He said, you need to keep your family private. And he says, and what goes on in your home needs to stay within your home. And how you raise your children needs to be between you, God, and your children. So I'm not in agreement to it. So that was early in 12. Was it early 12 or late 11?
I think we were had talked about it
in 2011.
Yes, but we didn't
start filming until 2013.
Right.
So I think that it came to us late 2011.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And then that's when I sat down with them, mm-hmm. and told them, and he was not in agreement to it. And then the following year, March of 2012, Julie was diagnosed with breast cancer. So we put the show off. Mm-hmm. Then Daddy was diagnosed with liver cancer on May the 25th, mine and Judah's wedding anniversary. And then Daddy, literally about, what was it, a month or two before he died?
Well, he passed away in July of that same year.
Right. But it was really like May, June, sometime right in there, right before Daddy died. He was holding my hand, and he said, well, we were coming back from... It was in April. I think it was April or May of 2012. We were on a plane coming back from Johns Hopkins, and he reached over and got my hand, and we talked about some very private, you know, personal things, and he informed me that God had already told him he was calling him home, and that this procedure that I had flown him to Johns Hopkins to do was not going to work, and that he was not going to be having it. And, he told me, he said, you got lucky. He said, you got almost as lucky as I did with your mama. He said, you see those two women sitting up there in the front? I said, yes, sir. He said, you take care of them. And he said, you keep your mama with you. And he said, you know, Todd, that show that you was going to do, I think you need to go ahead and do it. I think it's going to be big. Now, we went ahead and did the show, and you know, we ended up, I think one of the episodes is dedicated to him, you know, from where we had lost him. And I literally, the fact that you're asking this, Terrell, today, Saturday, if you go on Savannah's Instagram account, we were out looking at some property. And it was a very emotional day for me on Saturday because my daddy was on my mind all day long. And I was walking on this property with Savannah and with Nick. And, you know, we were walking around it, and I walked across this piece of property, and there were two cardinals that came flying out of a bush and just flew straight up towards the sun. And Savannah looked at me, and we knew that that was something that was coming from Daddy. And I just stood there and cried because I felt his presence come running all, pouring all through me. And, you know, I had asked God that morning to fill me with the Holy Spirit and to allow me to be the kind of man that he has created me to be, to forgive me of the stumbles that I've had in my life, and to allow me to be the Christian man that he would have me to be. And so, you know, we walked this property, 200 acres, and we get down to this barn, and I had to take a pee. And I'm standing behind this barn, you know, going, you know, going to pee. And all of a sudden, this white dove comes flying out of the loft of this barn and just flew right straight past me. And I just shivered. And so I went on Google to see what that meant. And it meant that it was a peace is coming for you in good favor. And I just looked up to the sky when that dove flew in front of me, and I says, God, thank you. Daddy, thank you. And so I think of my daddy every day, and if he were alive, that was one of the things that triggered me to tell you that story, is that the last thing I said as I was walking to my car on Saturday, and it was the most beautiful time of the evening. It was around 7 o'clock, and you could see that the sky had kind of turned pink, and it was such a cool breeze blowing, and the grass was moving slightly. And I looked at Savannah and Nick, and I was crying, and I said, if my daddy could have only lived long enough, he would have really enjoyed this moment right now. Because my dad was a very simple man. Didn't take a lot for him. And so to answer your question, my dad, yes, would have been involved at this point. But, you know, my mother is obviously the star of the show. But
he would have given her a run for her money.
My dad would have given her a run for her money because he wouldn't have allowed her to steal all the thunder. So, Terrell, I hope that answers your question. And, honey, good luck to you, and God bless you and your family. And hopefully we'll run into each other one day. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Julie. This is Jess from Brentwood, Tennessee. I didn't really have a question, but I did want to call in and say thank you. Your show and your podcast put a huge smile in my heart and my soul, and I look forward to watching you guys before I go to bed so that I won't have to worry about anything. I've been going through some health issues this past month, and I just realized that you guys get me through each day. So thank you very much. I do appreciate it, and keep making a smile.
Jess from Brentwood, first let me say that I pray that God will place a healing hand on you and that you will recover nicely and that you will continue to live your life and be fruitful and prosperous and filled with nothing but joy and happiness. Thank you so much for calling in. You know, that's our goal. You know, we want to make people feel better. We don't want you to feel worse after listening to us or watching us. We just want you to know that we're all the same, that we're all going through it. We're all going through the same mess at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And
in some form or fashion, I think it goes back to what you were saying at the top of the podcast of people, regardless of what your political views are or whatever, there's a common thread that you can find with someone if you just take that time.
Absolutely. And I mean, I truly believe that, you know, it goes back to what we've taught our children, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. And, you know, you might be on the top of the world today and you might be in the valley tomorrow. You better know how to walk that valley.
Yep.
And because the mountain's still there, you're just going to have to climb back up it. But if you literally know how to walk in the valley and you can walk in faith and not fear, then God's going to give you a path to get you back to the top. And, we've been through that many times in our life.
Yep.
And, you know.
And not to say that it's always easy, because we're not, I think we would not be authentic if we sat here and said that the hard times are not hard. And
they're hard.
People look at us and say, oh my gosh, you have this, you know, you have the best life. And we do. We have an amazing
life. We have a blessed life, but we also have a lot of heartache that has been in our life too.
But we have experienced heartache. And just because we don't always share that doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
Exactly.
So don't ever go to bed at night and think that, okay, they have no problems. And, you know, why can't my life just be easy and everything? No.
Our life is opposite of easy.
Every single day, Todd and I, at some point of the day, look at each other and say, what have we done? What have we done? Because it's not always supposed to be this hard.
No, if you believe in reincarnation, then you and I, in our first round,
we were
serial killers.
Yes, I have said that.
That's
many times.
It's got to be. I mean, we have got to have been the worst people in the world if we lived prior to this life we're living
and
now.
Listen, that doesn't mean that we're not appreciative of what we have, of what we've been entrusted with, because we are. And listen, at the end of the day, we have healthy children. We are healthy as far as we know. And that is such a blessing. But we all have crap that we go through.
100%.
All have crap. It may be on a different level. It may be, you know, and everything is relative. But I can tell you, we have those downtimes. We have those times in the valley as much as anyone else does.
That's right, Jess. I bet you, I mean, your house might not be as big as ours, but I bet you your damn shower doesn't give you any problems like mine does. I bet you that, you know, people you look at, you're like, oh, they've got this, you know, they live this beautiful life and they have this and they have this and they have this. More money, more problems.
Well, not
bigger
just
house,
that.
Bigger issues.
You don't see that I had a leak in my garage. I walk out, the paint's bubbled up where it's gotten wet. You know, we had another leak in our house that we had to fix. Now, listen, it's just growing pains of doing renovation and things like that. But there's always something. There's always something. There's everybody. Somebody's got a problem. Somebody can't find something. Somebody can't, you know, a car's messed up. This is messed up. That's messed up. There's always something. Okay. I don't know about you guys and if this has ever happened to you, but I can tell you it's happened to me. You need to see a doctor. You search and find one that looks good. You wait on hold to book an appointment. You rearrange your schedule. And when you finally go in to find out, the doctor doesn't even take your insurance. I mean, it's awful. And it's happened to me on more than one occasion. But there's a solution. Just download the free ZocDoc app, the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for local doctors who take your insurance, read verified patient reviews, and book an appointment in person or video chat. Never wait on hold with a receptionist again. Whether you need a primary care physician, a dentist, dermatologist, psychiatrist, eye doctor, or other specialist, ZocDoc has you covered. Go to ZocDoc.com/CC and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I'm one of them. It's my now go-to wherever I need to see a doctor or whenever. You know, I use ZocDoc because I don't have the time to wait. I mean, everyone knows that time is of the essence. And with children, there's always something happening. And I love that I can find someone, I can see them, I can do a video chat. We just actually did this for Chloe last week. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. And now's the time to prioritize your help. Go to ZocDoc.com/CC and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/CC.
And you know, what I have learned, and I know that God tempers me now, because, you know, 10 years ago, little things like a bubble in the paint would have sent me over the edge. And now God has taught me to take a breath. That, son, this is just to kind of let you know that it's going to be okay.
Just a bubble in the paint.
It's a bubble in the paint. To where before, it was like my whole world was falling apart. How can this happen to me? But that's where we come into the entitlement. We live this life to where we, you know, God has blessed us with, you know, if you've been, you know, listen, I think we're all blessed in some way. But if you've been blessed financially and you go out here and you make lots of money, then you psychologically sometimes get to a place where you're like, okay, that shouldn't happen to me because I make this or because I can go here. Regardless of the amount of money you have or have access to, it doesn't mean that you are not entitled to the same level of problems as the person who doesn't make what you make. And so I think that we get in trouble when we start thinking, you know, a term that my daddy used to use, don't ever think that your shit don't stink. You know, at the end of the day, we're all the same. And some of us just live a little differently. And, you know, I would like to think that God has had his hand on me for quite some time, and that the things that I used to sweat over, I don't sweat over anymore. And Julia's term that she likes to use for me when the kids will say, can you believe that he lets Grayson and Chloe get away with it? He would have never let us get away with that. Your dad has mellowed.
He's just tired.
I'm just tired. I'm not too tired to correct my children, but I mean, I do think that the things that they need correcting for are not as major as what I thought they were in the first four go rounds.
Yeah, yeah. So. We hope that as we get older and as we continue to rear children, that we become better at it and that we learn not to sweat the small stuff and that it's going to be okay. You know, it's going to be fine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, Jess, I hope you're feeling much better. And please call back in a couple of weeks and let us know that you're okay. Thank you so much. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. My name is Haley, and I live in Brentwood. And I have watched your show 4 years, ever since it first came on. And I always thought, Todd, you were just the most hilarious thing. And I just wanted to say thank you for keeping on doing the show and the podcast, because it's something that I look forward to on my mommy time drives when I get to be by myself and have the peace and quiet and your podcast. But my question is, I've seen on TikTok people filming what they think is your houses in like Brentwood and Nashville. And I just wanted to ask, like, I'm sure, do you guys hate whenever people try to drive by your house or find out where you live and like stalk you? I mean, people are like trying to take pictures and everything, and I just thought that that's ridiculous. And I just wanted to know, like, do y'all have anything in place where you can like protect yourself from that? Like, and don't you not like that? Anyways, I love you guys and God bless you.
Thank you so much, Haley.
Oh, we got a bunch of locals today. Yes, I love this. Yes. I love this.
And we know from your accent that you're not Brentwood, California.
Yeah.
You know, if you listened to the podcast a couple of weeks ago, you would know about the stalking issue that we're dealing with and this crazy stalker and 24-hour security and all of that. You know, no, we don't particularly care for that. You know, we are aware that people do it. We are aware that they've gone to every home that we have, and they do it. But we would ask that to put yourself in that same situation. If you're walking to your mailbox, do you want to be photographed? Do you want to have a conversation with someone that you don't know? Do you want to take a picture if you're in your pajamas going to get the paper? You know, place yourself in our situation. And, you know, I think that if people would do that, we'd have less issues than what we have. Now, we also understand that when we signed up for this, I don't think anyone ever thought that Chrissy knows. You know, I think that Heather Olander and Chris McCumber and Jeff Wachtel and Bonnie Hammer with USA Network, I think they all felt that the show was going to be a hit. We, it being our first time ever doing anything like this, you know, we were like, God, if we could just get like 500,000 people to watch, that's what they've told us would, you know, that it would show them that there's something to build on. And I mean, we got 760,000 viewers the first viewing. And then the next viewing, it went to 800 and something. And then, like, within the fourth episode, we were already over a million, and they had already pulled a second season. And I think we knew then, because we had started going out to restaurants and people started knowing us, but everyone was always kind. And certainly today, it's a million times bigger than that. And we know when we go into a place, we know what it's going to be. And, you know, we hate to have to travel with security. We hate that. It is literally the bane of my existence, and I have fought against it for how long now?
A long time.
I have literally, the network wanted to do this, and I know when we would travel, you know, the production company and stuff would say, you know, do you feel like that we should have, you know, we're going to make sure security is. I said, we don't need security. People don't bother us. People are very kind to us. And it's only been here in the last 2 months, 3 months. I mean, we've had a lot of issues happen over the last 2 years, but nothing to where we wanted to pull the trigger for security. But now we travel with it. And, you know, we don't go into restaurants that they're not sitting across, you know, at the table across from us. And that's sad because, you know, now we, as a family, we can't even really go out to dinner because we're sitting here wanting to have a family conversation. But yet we've got security across the, you know, at the next table over that can hear everything we're saying. And we want to keep our conversations within our family. So it is tough. But, you know, we signed up for giving up our anonymity. We signed up for turning our lives over to the viewer, and you know, and we respect a large portion of that. But what we didn't sign up for is people coming to our home at 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, people thinking that they can jump out of their car and run in our driveway to grab Grayson and Chloe when they're playing in the yard. You know, you can't do that.
Right.
You just can't do that.
Because we teach our children just like you teach yours. Don't talk to strangers. Don't allow people to come up
on you. To lure you up to their car.
To lure you to their car. Even though I'm sure that your intentions are real and pure and you have absolutely no ill will at all. But there could be that one.
Right.
And we have to make sure that our children are protected.
And, you know, if there's going to be that one, it can't be that one with my child. Because right. Then I have not done my job.
Right.
And so, you know, there was someone tweeted last week that, you know, they spoke to, they tried to speak to Grayson in our front yard, and that Grayson turned around and walked away. Well, you know what? I'm glad you were offended by that. I'm glad you felt the need to tweet that. But what that did for me was to tell me that my son at 14 years old is doing his job. He's doing what he's been taught to do, which was to get Chloe in the house and away from strangers. So, Haley, I hope that answers your question. You know, we love every person that watches the shows, that tunes into the podcast. And, you know, if we're in a restaurant and we're not eating and we're getting ready to leave and you've waited, you know, prime example, Savannah and Nick and I went out to dinner on Saturday night after we were walking this farm. And these people, we were in there for an hour, and these women sat at their table after they had already finished, already paid their check, and they waited until I paid our check. And as Savannah and Nick's getting up, I'm getting up. And then they stood up and came over and said, Mr. Chrisley, we waited until you were getting ready to leave. We hate to bother you. I just want you to know that we love your show. We love you. My dad loves you so much. He is suffering from cancer. He is in Ohio for an experimental treatment right now. And I just want to raise his spirits. Is there any way that that I could take a picture of you? And I said, let's take the picture together. And so she and I took the picture. Her friend took the picture of us together, and I hugged her and, you know, prayed with her and told her that I hope things go well for her family. And that's the way you do it. It's a respectful way.
Absolutely.
But, you know, when you see that I've got a mouthful of spaghetti, I don't really want you to come over and say, Todd, oh, my God, my husband's been cheating on me, and I just found out it was with my third cousin twice removed, and I was wondering if you think that I can still work it out. Honey, I'm trying to work out what I just shoved in my mouth.
Right.
So, you know, I think that it's just proper etiquette and proper respect. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're not offended by me coming and sitting down at your table with your family as a stranger, then you know, then that's you. I'm a little taken aback by that. So, you know, doesn't mean you can't say hello. Just make sure my mouth's not full. Thank you, Haley.
Did you know that health insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of an emergency medical flight? Even with comprehensive coverage, you can get hit with substantial copays and deductibles. And that's why planning ahead is essential for financial protection. If an emergency arises, Air Medcare Network's highly trained crews can provide air medical transport to the nearest and most appropriate trauma center. And with an Air Medcare Network membership, you pay no out-of-pocket expenses for that flight. That's right. Members won't see a bill when flown by an AMCN provider. An AMCN membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. Join AMCN and secure your financial peace of mind. Right now, as a listener of this podcast, you'll receive up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/Chrisley and use the offer code Chrisley. You're the hiring expert for your company, and what you really need is help making your short list of quality candidates. You need a hiring partner who helps you make your life easier. You need Indeed. And that's why we actually use Indeed. Whether we're hiring someone to help us in the house, to help us in business, we have found that Indeed gives us those quality candidates. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. Post, screen, and interview all on Indeed. Get your quality short list of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description faster. You only pay for the candidates that meet must-have qualifications and schedule and complete video interviews in your Indeed dashboard. Indeed makes connecting with and hiring the right talent fast and easy, with tools like Indeed Instant Match giving you quality candidates whose resume on Indeed fits your job description immediately. An Indeed skills test that, on average, reduces hiring time by 27%. You can choose from one of the 130 skill tests or add your own, then add your must-have requirements so you only pay for candidates that meet them. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. So if you're hiring, you need Indeed. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/CC. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/CC. That's Indeed.com/CC. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. My name is John from Atlanta. And as much as Todd does around for the family and things, I think I got a song dedicated for him. It's a Christian song called Waymakers. And it's called like this. It kind of goes like this. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My Todd, that is who you are. I hope you enjoyed that little bit. Thank you so much. Love the show. Have a great day.
John, thank you so much. And I know the song, and I love that. And listen, you should come in the studio with me and Jay sometimes. I mean, we might have another celebrity on our hands, and you don't even know it. But I thank you so very much for that. And Judah, do you understand what he's saying?
Yeah, I do. I really do. And that's amazing.
That I'm the way maker for my family,
exactly.
Which is kind of the way that God
so
made
true.
Me to be.
Absolutely. And you know what? I can't think of a better way to end this podcast than with John from Atlanta.
No, because I think, John, you did it. You took us out. You took us out with the Waymaker, Todd the Waymaker. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Chrisley Confessions. Thank you for always tuning in to Chrisley Knows Best and to Growing Up Chrisley.
Right.
We thank you for each each and every one of you for all the blessings that you guys have extended to us by allowing us to come into your home via your television, via sharing your family with watching the shows, listening to the podcast, and just overall making us part of your life. And for that, we're always grateful. So, Julie, I'm also blessed to be back with you.
Yes, thank you so much. We've got a busy week. And for you guys who like to keep up with when we record this podcast, because I've read several comments, we are recording this podcast early because we have a full week this week. So we, as we lift you guys up in prayer, we ask you do the same for us because it's a crazy week for us. And then also Savannah's Cosmetics, new products being released, I believe, on Friday. But go to Sassy by Savannah because you can keep up with it. I am super excited about the new stuff coming out. I cannot wait to order it.
And let's just be honest. I mean, let's just be very transparent here. There are so many people that have now pre-ordered, that there are more orders than there are product. So if you are waiting for this, and I know so many people message me, they message you, Julie, they message Savannah, but there's so much, she has doubled or tripled the amount of product that was done this time. And they're already saying that they think that it's going to sell out immediately. So I want each of you to try to get there as quickly as you can so that you don't feel like that you're always on the outside looking in, because Savannah created this brand and her story is about my mother not being able to have the things that she should have had when she was growing up, you know, that other friends of hers had. And a young girl that when Savannah was going to school, who said to her, you know, it's easy to be pretty when you come from the kind of money you come from. You know, Sassy by Savannah is a brand that's for every young woman.
Right.
It's for everyone to be able to utilize. And we want you all to have it, but there's only so much of it.
Right. And I think when Todd's saying pre-ordered, he means the interaction that she's received.
Yes,
not,
that's right.
Not that they've already pre-ordered.
Yeah, there's no pre-orders.
There's no pre-orders. So I don't want you guys to think that you've missed out on pre-orders. It's just the interaction, and it's the engagement on Instagram and other means of social media that people have, like, okay, I want to order this, I need this, that the numbers are really crazy. So make sure that you get on there. I think it's April 15th, is the next release of product. So just make sure that you don't wait on that. Because listen, I myself am not going to wait because I order it myself and I am loving some new lip kits that are coming out.
Yes. So good luck to all of you. And I hope that if you're out there trying to get it, I hope you get it. So until next week, good luck and God bless.